We always worry about our guests when they're not there, and it's especially worrisome when it's a guest who is always reliably where she is saying she's going to be. We had a problem the last week that we were having on Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, and we never did get her on. At that time, we wanted to talk about the State of the Union address. We didn't have a war to talk about, but we can cover both. I am glad you were okay, Congresswoman Dingell. I say that as a longtime friend.
Paul W., I apologize. Believe it or not, there are parts of my district that do not have good cell phone reception on a good day, and on a bad day, you're helpless. So I'm in the cell lot at the airport because Huron Township doesn't always have good reception, and I knew the cell lot would.
Are you in the cell lot because you're flying away again?
Well, I will fly back, but I'm in the cell lot because I wanted to make sure that I had good cell phone connection with you.
God bless you. All right, a quick question. You did not go to the State of the Union address. It's not the first time you missed, because if I'm not mistaken, you and your late great husband, Congressman John Dingell, once invited me to use your tickets to go to the State of the Union address. And in fact, I did, and that was probably the first time I ever attended, out of a couple, the State of the Union in Washington, D.C. But for the life of me, I can't remember when that was or which president it was.
So you don't actually use our, well, the members' ticket, because the members on the floor, but we get one guest ticket. And I wanted, you had never been, so that's why I gave you that one. And, you know, there were years when it was crazy and you might miss. This is the first one I did not go to since I've been a member of Congress, and I did not make the decision until the day of. And I want to be really honest. Last year was very uncomfortable for me. Our leadership didn't want to stand or reacting. I applauded at some of the heroes in the gallery. I got really I've spent my whole life fighting for kids with cancer, and Fox News went after me for a month, making it sound like I didn't care. And I quite frankly didn't want to be part of the theater or the drama. I wanted to hear every word. I think of State of the Unions like the old high school cheer: stand up, sit down, fight, fight, fight. And it's not what I wanted. The State of our Union is serious. And I was really glad I didn't go, because there were too many theatrical moments and I didn't want to be part of any of it.
Well, I'm not going to ask you to go backwards, but could you believe the Democrats handed the Republicans? Of course, the Republicans are stupid, and they've already used it way earlier than they should have. They should have brought that out as a reminder near the election. But be that as it may, I don't make decisions for any of you guys. But my point is, I saw it happening. It was a commercial in the making when he asked if people... What's that?
It was totally a commercial in the making, and that was the moment that I was like, I am glad that I am not there.
All right. We'll go beyond that.
Peer pressure, and yeah, let's go beyond it. Doesn't it remind you, though, of the old high school cheer, stand up, sit down, fight, fight, fight?
That's pretty good.
Wendy, it is. It's exactly, you know, do I stand? Do I sit? Am I going to get killed by my colleagues? It's ridiculous. We should be talking about the State of the Union.
Yeah. All right. So that's behind us. United States Congresswoman of Michigan 6th District, Debbie Dingell, with us. Now we've got a war on our hands. Here's a statistic you didn't know, because no one's given it but me. CBS News and YouGov had a poll. That poll was concluded a day before the strikes that we just went through over the weekend. The day before, 51% of respondents said they would favor U.S. military action against Iran in order to stop Tehran from making nuclear weapons. 51%. Now, you don't see that anywhere. What you see from the mainstream media is that everybody was against this. Well, everybody wasn't against it. In fact, the day before, 51% of the people asked by CBS, which, by the way, was certainly not trying to be in favor of the president, I can promise you that, 51% said they were in favor of attacking Tehran to stop them from having nuclear weapons. Be that as it may, give me the Debbie Dingell take on what we've just gone through in the last two or three days.
Look, American people have lived through decades of war in the Middle East, Paul W., and I don't want to be pulled into an open-end conflict again with no clear strategy or where we're going. We can't just drift into another endless war. I do believe that Congress has got to exert that we are the ones that decide if we're going to war, and there will be a War Powers Act. I think America's always got to defend its national security interests and protect its personnel. I want to tell you, someone said to me, I mean, Ayatollah was an awful man. The regime was brutal. He slaughtered his people. He massacred thousands. There was a New York Times story about when protesters were taken to an emergency room after a protest in January. The military came in and shot and killed them all. I mean, it's, you know, in his pursuit of nuclear weapons is something they would never stop doing and something that we always have to look at. But here's what I'm going to say to you. Acknowledging the evil of a regime doesn't relieve us of the responsibility to ask hard questions about what comes next.
You know, the New York Times, believe it or not, on March 1st had a story. 40 Iranian medical workers describe a massacre. They went into this story saying, this is not just the worst mass killing in the contemporary history of Iran. It is one of the worst mass killings in contemporary world history. That is, before our strike, all of the Iranians who have died at the hands of this monster. This guy, Khomeini's been around doing this since you and I were young, and he's gotten away with it. Nobody has to say, should we have taken him out? Yes, we should have long ago. And I believe this is what happened, Congresswoman. I believe, not that Netanyahu doesn't, you know, pull some of Trump's strings because he understands how to do that, but the reality is, I believe Mossad, who's so good at this sort of thing, and they have people on the inside, said, we have an opportunity that has never existed. We have Khomeini and all of his top leaders all together above ground in the middle of the day in a big meeting. Mr. President, if we strike now, we can take them out, and that will save a lot of lives over the next several weeks, months, years. And I believe that's what happened. And I believe the president said, well, then you better go and do it. That's what I think happened. What do you think?
I think there is decidedly an element of two-sided. I think people knew we were going in because I've heard enough stuff that I actually do believe and before others do. And I think they were planning on going in Saturday night and got that intelligence that you just talked about and moved it up. But Paul W., I think we got to get some, you know, what's our exit strategy? Are we putting U.S. troops on the ground? What's this going to mean to American service members and their families? I mean, what's this going to do to the region? Are we going to, you know, I'm worried. We need answers.
We don't see a lot of it because it doesn't fit the narrative of the mainstream media. But there's a heck of a lot of people around the world and in Iran who were dancing in the streets happy that this dictator, this monster Khomeini, was taken out.
Who's next? That's what I'm worried about. Do we want somebody else that's going to be the same way? How do we get, and telling the people to go to the streets and take over, you got to have somebody that knows how to run the government. And what are we going to do to support that person?
Did you know the Shah of Iran back in the day?
I'd met him. When I was at Georgetown, there were family members when I was a...
And well, that one of those family members, his son... The son is acting like he wants to come out there and run it now.
But is that good or bad? I don't know. You know what I spent the weekend doing? Calling ambassadors from all of the countries in the region. You know, people that we know, people, families from our region. They bombed Beirut yesterday. There are a lot of people with families. I don't want another endless war. Is that fair? Do we want another endless war?
I can't imagine that anyone wants another endless war. I'm sorry to
So
I'm sorry to cut you off, but we...
No, I know, we got to go. But we got to all work together, because what we want is peace in the Mideast, not another endless war or world instability.
Amen. United States Congresswoman, Michigan 6th District, Debbie Dingell. Thank you, Congresswoman Dingell. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We continue at 1:30 on WJR.